I currently have a study that's underway right now that is a qualitative study using narrative inquiry to collect more intimate stories from youth and their experiences navigating the college going process. Informed by my own systematic review, I take an ecological approach to the study of their experiences and probe very deeply about aspects of their life growing up, the kinds of community engagement and organization involvement that they've experienced, probing about the nature of their experiences in the foster care system. So one of the things that I observed is that there's a lack of disaggregation in the studies as it relates to their experiences in the foster care system. You know, were they in foster care but eventually adopted? Did they age out of the foster care system? What age did they enter the foster care system? How long did they spend in the system? So I'm trying to probe more for those nuances to be able to represent it more accurately in reporting of studies that I do in the future that consider the differences in their experience in the foster care system, as well as with the pretty clear and explicit attention to race, gender, and other social identities that all inform so many of the youth in my study currently identify as LGBT. And for some of them, that was the source of their placement in the foster care system because they came out. And, you know, I don't know in the LGBT literature that we've talked enough about students who've been in foster care and the reasons why they were placed in foster care system, in part related to their sexual identity. So I'm trying to probe for some of those nuances in this current study. But I'm also collaborating with some other scholars here at Penn State to mine some of the national data sets and state administrative data sets that exist that does offer a more accurate picture of students' experiences in the foster care system. It's just not connected to educational data sets. So we're trying to think about how we can creatively bridge existing data systems together to be able to have a more full picture of students' trajectory into and through college and how it varies across state contexts as well as their experiences in the foster care system.